language. We do have different color hair, sometimes no hair.
虽然我们的语言不同，我们头发的颜色也不同。
But in our heart, God has made us one family.
但在神的心中，我们是一个家庭。
The English have a saying.
英语有这样的一句话。
Old friends are gold, new friends are silver.
说老的朋友是像金子一样，但新的朋友是像银子一样。
So we are meeting old friends and also new friends when we come.
所以每一次我们来到这里，我们都遇见我们的老朋友，也遇见我们新的朋友。
Gold and silver are both very precious.
我们金和银都是很有价值的。
Gold is the highest value, so old friends have a special place in our hearts.
所以金子更贵重，所以老朋友在我们心中更有地位。
But also new friends become very precious to us also.
但是新的朋友也是越来在我们心中越有价值。
This morning we want to take a big topic.
今天早上我们又讲到一个大的题目。
The sovereign advance of God's mission.
就是神宣教工作主权的前进。
God's mission to make Jesus known is unstoppable.
因为神有一个计划，要让全世界的人认识耶稣，而这个计划是不能被阻挡的。
We want to take a Bible reading from the book of Acts chapter 7 and some verses in chapter 8.
我们先从这个圣经的使徒行状第七章读几节的圣经，而且读第八章几节的圣经。
We want to commence in Acts chapter 7 verse 51 through to chapter 8 verse 5.
我们首先要读的乃是使徒行状第七章五十一节到八章第五节。
And then some selected verses in chapter 8.
之后还有选择性的在第八章读多几处的圣经。
Let me set the scene that chapter 7 is about.
让我先告诉你这第七章的背景是什么。
In Acts chapter 7, Stephen is before the Sanhedrin and ruling council to give a defense against false accusations.
我们知道在第七章的时候，乃是使提法是受到这个犹太议会他们的审判。
Instead, he accuses these leaders of rejecting God and his promised Messiah.
但是在使提法的谎报当中，却责备他们不顺服从，不顺从神。
They have rejected the truth of God.
他们拒绝了神的真理。
And they have made the tabernacle and temple items of idolatry.
而他们使到圣殿和圣殿的事物变成是污秽的。
Recalling Israel's history, Stephen accuses them.
当使提问讲到以色列人的历史的时候，就责备他们。
The rulers become jealous of the growing church.
所以我们看见这些犹太议会就开始嫉妒这个教会的发展。
And they move to have Stephen killed.
所以最后他们就把使提法用石头打死了。
Stephen is the first martyr of the church.
我们看见使提法乃是教会的第一个殉道者。
But he serves as an inspiration and an example for the first century church to expand and reach to Samaritan and other peoples.
但是他的殉道却起了一个好的榜样和一个好的企图，使到在第一世界里面更多的信徒能够把福音带出去。
Acts chapter 7 verse 51.
使徒行状七章五十一节开始。
You stiff-necked people with uncircumcised hearts and ears, you are just like your fathers. You always resist the Holy Spirit. Was there ever a prophet your fathers did not persecute? They even killed those who predicted the coming of the righteous one. And now you have betrayed and murdered him.You who have received the law that was put into effect through the angels, but have not obeyed it. When they heard this, they were furious and gnashed their teeth at him. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see heaven open.And the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. At this, they covered their ears and yelling at the top of their voices, they rushed at him, dragged him out of the city, and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he fell on his knees and cried out, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he fell asleep, and Saul was there, giving approval to his death. On that day, a great persecution broke out against the church at Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. Godly men buried Stephen and mourned deeply for him, but Saul began to destroy the church. Going from house to house, he dragged off men and women and put them in prison. Those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed Christ there. And verse 14. When the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. Now verse 25 to 27, and then verse 14. When they had testified and proclaimed the word of the Lord, Peter and John returned to Jerusalem, preaching the gospel in many Samaritan villages. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he started out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of the treasury of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship. And finally, verse 40, Philip, however, appeared at Azotus and travelled about preaching the gospel in all the towns until he reached Caesarea.
第七章五十一节到八章五节，你们自应着景象，心与耳未受割礼的人，常时抗拒圣灵，你们的祖宗怎样，你们也怎样。哪一个先知不是你们祖宗逼迫的呢？他们也把预先传说那义子又来的人杀了。如今你们又把那义子卖了，杀了。你们受了天使所传的律法，既不遵守。 众人听见就话，就极其恼怒，向使提坊有牙切齿。但使提坊被圣灵充满，定睛望天，看见神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边，说：“我看见天开了，人子站在神的右边。”众人大声喊叫，捂着耳朵，齐心涌上前去，把他推到城外，用石头打他。做见证的人 把衣裳放在一个少年人名叫扫罗的脚前，他们正用石头打的时候，使提坊呼唤主说：“求主耶稣接受我的灵魂。”又跪下大声喊着说：“主啊，不要将治罪归他们。”说了这话就睡了。扫罗也喜悦他被害。从那日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太 和撒玛利亚各处，有虔诚的人把使提坊埋葬了，为他捶胸大哭。扫罗却残害教会，进个人的家，拉着男女下在监里。那些分散的人往各处去传道，腓力下撒玛利亚城去宣讲基督。第二处是十四节。 使徒在耶路撒冷听见撒玛利亚人领受了神的道，就打发彼得、约翰往他们那里去。第三处是25节到27节。使徒与证明主道，而且传讲就回 耶路撒冷去，一路在撒玛利亚好些村庄传扬福音。有主的一个使者对腓力说，起来向南走，往那从耶路撒冷下加撒的路上去，那路是旷野。腓力就起身去了。不料有一个伊索庇亚人，是个大权的太监，在伊索庇亚女王甘大基的手下总管银库，他上耶路撒冷屡败去了。最后一节是四十节。
Shall we
pray? 后来有人在亚索都遇见腓力，他走遍那地，在各城宣传福音，直到凯撒利亚。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are the sovereign God.
我们亲爱的天父，我们的主，你乃是主权的神。
All authority and all nations are under your control.
一切的权柄，一切的国度都在你的手中。
We thank you that through the Lord Jesus, you are offering salvation to all peoples.
我们感谢你，你借着主耶稣基督将救恩赐给了所有的人。
We pray that you'll touch our hearts as we see your word this morning.
今天早上当我们来领受你话语的时候，请你感动我们的心。
You'll grow our faith.
你使我们的信心增长。
It will become clearer what part you have provided for us to play in your mission in the world.
让我们能够更加的明白你赐给我们每一个人的呼召，在你的宣教事工上的地位。
We thank you in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名感谢你。
Amen.
Amen.
Because the topic is big, I will use some slides to help us see the overview of history.
所以因为这个主题比较大，所以我会用一些的幻灯片来向我们介绍一下教会的历史。
Some of us are seeing the television program Cold Case.
可能有些人当中有看作电视上曾经有这样一个节目，乃是说那个冷的档案。
This series talks about unsolved crimes that have a new beginning and solution.
这个冷冻的档案乃是讲到说曾经被冻结的这些罪案，现在有新的发现，可以重新开起来。
Sometimes after 30 years, investigation is commenced again.
有些时候，一个档案已经被冻结了30年，之后呢，又重新的打开。
Sometimes after 30 years, a DNA sample can lead to successful verdict against the criminal.
所以有时候30年后，因此有了染色体的技术发展，使到他们能够把那个罪犯给抓到。
So the DNA sample becomes a turning point.
这个染色体 的检验就是使了这个转折点。
For a person who has been in refugee camp for a long time, a visa becomes the turning point when they can go to a safe country.
所以当一个是在难民营里面住了很长一段时间的人，他得到了这个签证，对他来讲也是人生中的转折点，能够去到一个国家居住了。
In the history of Christianity, the church's mission is to make Christ known.
我们看见教会的历史中，他们有一个大使命，就是要使到全世界的人认识耶稣。
And they become turning points.In that history for the growth of the gospel.
而我们也看在历史当中有许多的转折点，使到这个福音能够更加的广传出去。
We want to look at three things this morning.
今天早上我们又来看三点。
God's mission in the first century.
就是神在第一世界的宣教事工。
God's mission after the first century.
而神在第一世界之后的宣教事工
，and God's mission as it applies to us today，
而且神今天宣教事工对我们的影响。
In Acts chapter 1, Jesus gave a commission to the disciples to be His witnesses。
我们在使徒行传第一章，耶稣乃是赐给一个大使命给他的门徒。
He said, "You will be witnesses to me both in Jerusalem." Judea and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth.
耶稣乃是对他们讲，你们又成为我的见证人，从耶路撒冷到犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
Luke uses critical turning points to show how the gospel was going to go further amongst the nations.
所以路加在他记载里面就跟我们记载下来了那些转折点，每一个转折点使到神的福音更加的广传出去。
We see the same thing has happened in later history.
而在迟一点的历史里面，我们发现同样的事情。
You can see from the map that Jerusalem is a small beginning.
我们看见在这个地图上面，耶路撒冷只是一个小地方。
And through the martyrdom of Stephen, the Christians are pushed out from Jerusalem to Samaria and then further.
所以因着使提坊的殉道，这个福音就带到更大的范围里面去，到犹太地，到撒玛利亚。
We see that God has got different ways of achieving His purpose, ways that we have not thought about.
我们发现神会用不同的方法来成就他的目的，而很多是我们想不到的方法。
Luke wants us to grasp that God is directing His saving purpose in Christ to reach out to the nations.
路加乃是要让我们看见神乃是要使他的福音，就关于耶稣基督的福音，能够传到更远的地方。
In our passage in Acts chapter 7, we see three important things about Stephen.
在使徒行传第七章这一段圣经里面，我们看到关于使提坊很重要的三点。
Stephen the man,
使提坊是个人。
Stephen's message,
使提坊所释放的信息。
And the movement that resulted from Stephen's martyrdom.
而第三点乃是使提坊殉道之后所带来的运动。
We see that Stephen is a humble man. He is called a deacon.
而使提坊是一个谦卑的人，他是教会里的执事。
That word means servant.
而就是执事就是侍奉人。
And we can see from these verses in Acts chapter 6, that he is a spiritual mature man.
他是一个灵里成熟的人。
That he is full of faith and the Holy Spirit.
他是蛮有信心又被圣灵充满。
Full of grace and power.
有蛮有恩典和能力。
And they could not stand up against the wisdom or the spirit by whom he spoke.
而他们也不能够抵挡使提坊，因为使提坊是借着圣灵来传讲的。
We can see also from his Christ-like prayer,
我们也可以看到使提坊非常他的祷告跟耶稣的祷告很相似。
While being stoned, he prayed, Lord, do not hold this sin against them.
当他被人用石头打的时候，他还在祷告说，主啊，不要将这罪归他们。
So we see that the godliness of Stephen inspires the church in Jerusalem to be able to be faithful to God and to proclaim the gospel.
所以我们看见使提坊是因着他虔诚的见证来激励了教会，使他们能够更为主的福音热心。
We see that Stephen's message is full of the scripture and full of Jesus.
我们也发现使提坊的信心里面充满着耶稣，充满着基督，也充满着圣经。
In Acts chapter 7, the early part, Stephen is showing how the Old Testament promises are fulfilled in Christ.
而在第一部分的第七章，我们看见使提坊乃是来告诉他们，旧约里面的许多圣经都在耶稣的身上应验了。
That Jesus was a prophet like Moses.
耶稣乃是像摩西一样的先知。
Jesus is the true place where God dwells.
而耶稣乃是神居住的真正的地方。
That Jesus is the Son of Man who will judge.
而且耶稣作为人子，他要来审判。
And the righteous one who justifies people by faith.
而他是那义子，能够使人因信称义。
These are challenges for us.To be godly, but but also to be filled with the word of God.
这些是对我们的挑战，使到我们能够敬虔，也被神的话语来充满。
Finally, the movement that came as a result of Stephen's death.
那接下来，因着史提芳寻道所带来的运动的影响呢？
The leaders in Jerusalem wanted to keep everything in a Jewish way that they could control.
因为这些犹太人的领袖，他乃是要将这个整个宗教控制在他们的旧约啊的规条里面。
But Stephen's heart is the heart of God for all the nations.
但是史提芳的心却有着神的心，因为这一切乃是为了全世界的。
We see this in the way that he talks about the patriarchs of the early Jewish nation.
我们也看见，当他在介绍他们的祖宗的时候，讲了同样的事。
He tells us that Abraham was called when he was in Mesopotamia.
他告诉我们，乃是在亚伯拉，乃是在米索伯大米亚那里的时候被神呼召。
He points out that Joseph was made a ruler in Egypt.
而我们又看见，他告诉我们，约瑟在埃及成为一个掌权的人。
And that God called Moses at the burning bush in the land of Midian.
而又在米甸的旷野，用异象召唤了、呼召了摩西。
So we see that God is beginning to work through the message that Stephen is bringing.
所以我们看见神乃是开始借着史提芬的信息在工作。
While Stephen was being stoned, Saul.Is there encouraging the soldiers to kill him?
我们看见当史提芳被用石头打的时候，扫罗在旁边，乃是好像支持那些士兵来杀害史提芳。
And God begins to bring conviction, which leads him to repentance, and finally to become the apostle to the Gentiles.
我们看见神就开始的在他心中工作，使他受责备，之后领他悔改。最终却成为外邦人的使徒。
So even though Stephen's life is taken, he leaves a legacy for all generations of Christians.
所以史提芳虽然他的生命终结了，但是他留下来的影响却还持续着。
We see that legacy in the emphasis on the slide.
我们在这个幻灯片上面讲到，史提芳所留下。
We see God is at work in Saul.
因为神开始在扫罗身上工作。
Godly men who buried Stephen.
有虔诚的人把史提芳埋葬。
Those who were scattered.
而那些分散的人。
Philip who went to Samaria.
腓力下到撒玛利亚去。
Peter and John who returned preaching the gospel to other Samaritan villages.
彼得和约翰他们到撒玛利亚的村庄那里传了神的道。
And Philip, who meets the Ethiopian from a far country. And in all of these cases, God has inspired these people to proclaim the salvation that is found in Jesus.
而在这一切的事上，神都在激动啊，他激动啊，这些门徒怎样的为他的福音去工作。
We see that this message is a simple message, but a powerful message.
我们看见说这个信息是简单的，但是是蛮有能力的。
It's a historical message.
因为是一个充满历史的信息。
Paul defined the gospel this way.
而保罗又用这样来描述这个福音。
He said, What I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
哥林多前书十五章第三节到第四节，我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三日复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看。
The gospel is the truth about Jesus and how God brings people from darkness to light, from death. To life, from kingdom of Satan to God's kingdom.
我们看见福音的真理乃是神的工作，怎样把人领到耶稣，也将人从罪里带向在罪里带向生命，在黑暗中带向光明，在从撒旦的国度带进神的国度。
So we see how Stephen's death becomes a critical turning point in the history of the gospel.
所以我们看见在福音的历史里面，使提坊他的寻道是一个大的转折点。
Tertullian, early church leader,
而在这个早期教会的领袖，
he said the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church.
他说这个寻道者的血乃是福音的种子。
So through Stephen's death, believers were scattered and God's kingdom grows.
所以借使提坊的死，神的道传开了，神的国也扩张了。
We can see from the map how the gospel spread from Antioch to other parts of the then known world.
So we can see in this map, can see the gospel is how it spread to Antioch, and then from there it spread to other parts of the world.
As the gospel begins to spread further into the western direction, churches are planted, Christians grow.
所以我们看见当福音越向西方传去的时候，教会被建立，
until it reaches the capital of the empire, Rome.
直到他们达到罗马啊这个首都。
But we see also that in the first century, how far the gospel has spread just in 70 years.
我们也看见在第四届在七十年的时间，这个福音乃是广传到哪些地方。
We don't have the time to examine everything.
虽然我们没有时间来仔细的看每一点。
But you can see, the gospel has reached to the British Isles in the west and across to Persia and Iran in the east.
所以我们看见福音在第四界已经传到群英列岛，而且传到这个波斯伊朗那边。
In AD 70, the destruction of Jerusalem was a turning point to help Christianity transform from Jewish roots to a global message.
所以我们看见在主后七十年，圣殿的被毁也是一个转折点。使到这个耶稣基督福音不再是以犹太人为中心，乃至现在传向了全世界。
As a simple guide, we can see that history is approximately 400-500 years, and then comes major turning points.
所以当我们看历史的时候，好像每一个五百年都会是一个转折点。
And we notice in 400 to 800 AD is a very important time for China.
而我们发现在主后四百年跟到八百年之间，对中国来讲也是一个很重要的时刻。
History records this as the time of the barbarians.
而在西方乃是这些是等于这些未开化的人的暴动。
But this is the time when God's mission advances to Asia.
但同时神他的宣教的工作也进入了亚洲。
Once again, it is through persecution that God's people are moved across the nations.
同时也因此基督徒的逼迫使到这个福音被带出去。
Scott Sundquist says there were 5 major advances of the gospel to Central Asia.
这个就 Scott 的人他也曾说在亚太地区福音的发展有五个很重要的点。
And the first one took place in the Tang Dynasty.
说第一个重要的时期乃是在唐朝的时候。
Now you know more about that than me.
你可能比我更认识中国唐朝的历史。
Who has studied Tang Dynasty?
这中间有没有人学过唐朝的历史呢？
Some people here know the different dynasties of China.
在我们当中很多人知道中国不同的朝代。
But the Tang Dynasty was regarded as the golden age of Chinese culture.
好像在中国的历史里面，唐朝乃是中国文化中最辉煌的时刻。
And The Christians who were in Iran, they were suffered persecution, but they kept taking God's word to different places.
虽然在伊朗那里的基督徒，他们受到了逼迫，但受逼迫的同时，他们因此逃难，把福音带到其他的地方。
So in 635, these Nestorian Christians come to China and to Xi'an.
所以在主后630年左右，有这些叫 Nestorian 的基督徒，他们就把这个福音带到了西安。
At this time, the rulers, the emperors were open to new ideas.
而同时唐朝那里时候也开放了接受不同宗教的思想。
And so these Nestorian Christians for Iran were invited to translate the scriptures.
所以那些被称为 Nestorian 的基督徒，从伊朗来的这些基督徒，就允许他们去开始翻译圣经。
But as the Tang Dynasty declined, persecution came against Christians, Buddhists, and Zoroastrians.
所以我们看见说，当着唐朝开始衰落的时候，他们这些宗教人士又是开始受到了逼迫。
So again, we see that God is using unusual ways to bring the message of Jesus to different parts.
我们又看见神又用一些不一样的方法来把耶稣带到全世界。
You can see in red, the old Silk Road is where the Iranian people came across to China.
我们看见在这地图之上，这个红的线所画的就是这个旧的丝绸之路，而这些从伊朗的人就是借着这丝绸之路来到中国的。
When we look at a later period of time, we can see how God has used different people to bring the message of salvation across the world.
当我们看近代历史的时候，我们又看见神是怎样借着不同的人，又把福音带给世界的各处。
This is called the modern mission era.
这里乃是说这近代这个宣教工作的发起。
In Europe, the believers who came to know Jesus through John Huss,
在欧洲那些借着 John Huss 听到耶稣的福音的人，
they suffered persecution for maybe 100 years.
他们在那里受逼迫有一百年的时间。
But then they came down to Germany to Count Zinzendorf.
他们就到那个到那个德国荆州道夫那里。
These were called the Moravian Brethren.
就是称为这个摩尔里亚的这些弟兄会弟兄。
And through the Moravian Revival, the gospel went out to many different nations.
而就从那里这个福音又传告许多不同的国家。
And then soon after that, we have William Carey, who went to India,and was working in the coastal areas.
之后我们又发现有这个 K. William, 他又是在这个沿海的地区工作。
Sometimes these missionaries were not putting their luggage into boxes, but into coffins.
你知道有时候他们这些宣教人士，他们出发的时候不是带着行李，他们的行李乃是放在棺材里面。
They understood the risk and the dangers for their health and for their life.
当他们又出去的时候，他们知道他们所要面对的危险会丧失他们的生命。
But they understood the gospel is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes.
但是他们却知道福音乃是神的大能，又救一切相信的人。
After William Carey, we have somebody that you will know well, Hudson Taylor.
在 K. William 之后，我们就认识的是我们所熟悉的是戴德森。
Hudson Taylor understood that not just the coastal areas, but the inland areas of nations needed the gospel also.
戴德森发现说，不只是这些国家沿海的城市需要听见福音，连他们的内地也需要听见福音。
And then in the same time, we have a man called Donald McGavran.
之后这个 Gandono 的这个人在同一个时期
Donald McGavran was working as a third generation missionary in India.
他乃是第三代在印度那里第三代的基督徒。
And he began to understand the gospel not only needs to go across the different countries.
他发现说福音不只是要传向不同的国家。
But in a society like India, they have caste system with different levels upward.
但是像在印度那里的时候，在他们社会里面是有许多阶层的。很多阶层的身份的阶层的。
And so different parts of society also need to be reached.
所以他发现在这个社会里面生活于不同阶层的人也需要听见福音。
I'm sure you understand that in Beijing, maybe in 10-15 years, they will have 40 million people just in Beijing.
或者在那个北京或者在经过过到五年十年之后可能人口就到4000万了。
They will live in high-rise buildings.
他们也会住在都是高楼大厦。
So we see that God is working through different strategies to take the gospel not only across the countries, but into the different levels of society.
所以神的工作不只像福音横传给不同的国家，也同时在每个国家社会里的不同阶层的人也向他们传福音。
And of course through Cameron Townsend,And Wycliffe Bible translators, many different ethnic groups have the Bible in their own language now.
还有从那个威克里夫传那个翻译圣经之后，现在世界的很许多语言都有自己属于自己语言的圣经。
You will know the history of the Long March in China.
你们可能也是认识到中国历史里面那个长征。
This was a turning point in the history of China.
而长征好像在中国历史里面也是一个转折点。
The war that was against the Chinese Nationalist Army back in 1934-39.
而在1934年到39年那里的国民军对解放军的逼迫。
There were 85,000 soldiers involved.But only 8,000 survived the journey up to Yunnan.
但是在有85,000人开始长征的时候，有85,000人，但是真正到了云南的时候，却只剩下8,500人。
This journey took 1 year.
而这整个长征是有一年的历史。
And in Yunnan, Mao Zedong established himself as the undisputed leader of the Red Army.
直到在云南那里的时候，毛泽东就使他自己成为整个军队的领袖。
And in 1949, he defeated the Chinese Nationalist Army and established People's Republic of China.
而在1949年就打败了国民党，而之后解放了中国。
David Adeney was a missionary with China Inland Mission.
这个艾大卫他也是那个时候去到中国的。
His book tells us that there was also turning point for the church.
而他又同时告诉我们，他的这本书里面讲到那一个时期对中国是一个转折点，但对教会也是一个转折点。
With persecution, with churches closing, Christians needed new discovery.
而同时因为教会被关闭，基督徒受到极大的逼迫，这些作为信徒他们必须有新的意向和新的发现。
The importance of personal prayer, Bible study and witness.
他们发现自己个人的祷告与主的亲近，他们的读经他们的聚会是何等的重要。
And so we thank God that today there are more than 50 million ChristiansAnd many are reaching out to different parts of the world where they have access.
所以等到今天已经有超过5000人的基督徒，而他们也将福音带到世界的各地。
In the next two pictures of the globe, this picture is 1910 with the Edinburgh Missionary Conference.
接下来这两个幻灯片乃是第一个讲是在爱登堡那里的1910年那里的举行的一个会议。
At that time, the concentration of Christians was in Europe.
在那个时候那个基督徒都集中在那个欧洲的地带。
But 100 years later, we see major response to the gospel is the southern hemisphere, countries like Africa, South America.
但我们发现 100年之后, 现在这些所传开的福音却是向着这个南半球的, 像非洲跟南美洲。
Today there is a lot of focus for a very needy part of the world. This is called the 1040 window.
而在这里今天乃是讲到这个10到40的这个窗口,
10 degrees north of the creator, of the equator, and 40 degrees latitude is a major part of poverty, illiteracy, and world religions.
所以我们看见, 在这个赤道, 这两边, 这中间的地带, 这里乃是那些, 不识字, 没有文化, 跟那个, 那个破落的国家。
This is regarded as one of the darkest parts of our world today.
这一个地带, 乃是讲到这世界中最黑暗的这一带地方。
It is a major place for Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam.
在这里都有不同的其他的宗教, 有那个回教, 有那个印度教, 还有这些共产党。
These are parts of the world that we need to pray for.
而这一切的地带都是我们应该为他们祷告的。
All of this has come because God has used the death of Stephen to inspire generations to proclaim the gospel even in time of persecution.
乃是神借着使基法的寻道来启发、感动、激动这些信徒能够将耶稣传出去。
Jesus' words are being fulfilled today.
耶稣所说的话今天都有应验。
In Matthew 16, he said, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail.
在马太福音16章说,我又建立我的教会,阴间的权柄必不能胜过它。
So what about God's mission for us?
那么神今天所给我们的宣教的差遣是什么呢?
We need to be praying.
我们必须去祷告。
Pray that the gospel will have free course and go into these different parts of the world.
我们又祷告说, 福音能够自由地传向这些世界的不同国家的地方。
There are many minority peoples all across the nations who are suffering and neglected, but we need to take the gospel to them.
还有许多的国家,他们的人民,他们都被忽视,而且他们也没有听见福音,需要我们把福音带给他们。
Increasingly, East and Western nations need to be working in partnership with personal resource, financial resource, prayer resource.
所以我们发现越来西方跟东方开始的合作,在宣教的工作上要合作,他们又在一起的祷告,疫情个人的资源,还有财政方面的资源的支持。
I'm sorry we have gone so quickly.
我们那个时间过得很快。
But we can see the sovereign advance of God's mission in the world.
但是我们看见因着神的主权,这宣教工作在世界上的前进。
We are so grateful for your prayers for our annual visits to Bangladesh.
我们很感谢你们对我们每年去这个孟加拉国的那个探访的事情祷告。
This picture was taken after a leaders' meeting in the Dhaka church.
那是在Dhaka那个地方的教会开会之后有了这一个照片。
God has been working in wonderful ways for these 17, 18 leaders to be raised up in the last 10 years.
在过去的10年, 神在这个17, 18个人当中兴起他们起来做领袖。
But it has also got problems.
但是同时又有很多的难处。
ISIS activity has increased.
他们发现这个ISIS的活动也越来越活跃了。
Pastor James on my right has been personally threatened with death and for his family to be killed also.
在我这站在我右边的那个牧师他是真正的受到他们这个死亡的恐吓而且对他们 这个整个家庭的恐吓。
But they know that the gospel is the only hope for the nation and also for the blessing of being in God's presence.
而他们知道福音乃是唯一能够使到他们的国家蒙福，也是唯一能够蒙神的祝福。
So the biggest turning point that can happen in your life.
所以在你的一生当中最大的转折点可能是
is for your life to be surrendered to the Lord Jesus as your Savior and Lord.
就是把你自己的生命奉献给主耶稣，你的救主，你的王。
And then to be available for what God has planned for you.
而让你自己能够随时准备好，让神随时来使用你。
We still have many opportunities in our nation and overseas to be sharing Jesus with people.
我们在自己的国家，而且在海外，都有许多的机会，使我们能够跟人分享耶稣。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for the triumph of the gospel.
我们慈爱的天父，我们也感谢你福音的得胜。
We thank you that what Jesus did on the cross changes lives.
我们感谢你因基督在十字架上完成的工作能改变人的生命。
We thank you that in your wisdom and your power, you are reaching out to the nations to build your kingdom.
我们感谢你因此你的全能、你的主权、你的能力，你将福音传出去到各个国家。
We pray that you will help us to fulfill the part that you have called us to do.
我们祈求你赐给我们恩典，使我们也能够尽我们自己的本分。
And we thank you in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.